afternoon, Patriot Pals. Happy New Year. It's finally 2022. 2021 is over. And I am here with my favorite person, Dr. Sherwood, to give you five tips on making 2022 the best year you can have, the best year for you. And I'm a big fan that this is going to be an epic year for God and country and truth and freedom and justice. And no one better to start it with than my pal, Dr. Mark Sherwood. How you doing, Dr. Sherwood?
Mel, happy new year, 2022. Here we are.
Yes, finally. You know, we went through the battle in 2021. 2022 is the year we win. We know God won already, but we the people are ready to step it up. And I wanted to have you on to start it out right. People went through a lot of suffering, but what we know is a lot of truth has come to the surface and people are seeing things with new eyes. It's a new year. And I wanted you to give us maybe five tips that can start everyone on the right track for 2022. We're going into the final battle, in my opinion, and we're going to win it. So we've got to be our best selves. So five things that you think people can do to start off the year right.
Okay. First of all, we know that New Year's resolution, as we're here now, is always characterized by trying to undo what you did. Okay. So we don't need to do that anymore. So let's go with number one. The idea that we're trying to get is we're in a battle, Mel, and you cannot battle if you're an unfit, out of shape warrior. It's not going to happen. You're not going to fit in your uniform. You're not going to look good in your uniform, and you're not going to be confident in your uniform. We're talking about our flesh suit here.
Right.
This is our battle suit. This is our battle gear.
Right.
So along those lines, tip number one is if your doctor is not talking to you about nutrition, use a line from President Trump, two words, you're fired.
Right on.
Okay, and that was kind of a preamble to really number one is you want to eat real food. And so what I mean by that is I want you to imagine yourself in the Garden of Eden. If you can't imagine it walking around or hanging from a tree or growing from the ground, it's not real food and it was never food. There are no Krispy Kreme donut trees and there are no Big Mac bushes. So just, you know, don't mean to be anybody's 2022 party pooper, but that's not true. So those things are making people sick. The government is subsidizing those processed foods so that you and I will be sick and dependent upon big pharma and big government as they impoverish you and they hook you into big pharma. Okay. So be aware of that. So number one is eat real food. Very important. Number two, get plenty of sleep.
Right on.
Is not a waste of time. 7.5 to 8 hours a night is not just a suggestion. It is mandatory to get proper rest, recovery, and the ability to regenerate and rebuild things like your immune system responsiveness. And so as we age, we produce less melatonin and we are able to really handle more stress, but we deal with it in a different way. So we sleep less. So if you have to take melatonin to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, do it. You can come as high as you want to, no problem, no toxicity, no issues whatsoever. So that's number two.
Great, good.
Number three, we want to make sure that we do not live in perpetual fear. So you got to watch what you say, watch what you see, watch what you hear, and watch who you hang out with.
Right.
I mean, you and I, when we talk, you and I and Rob and my wife, Michelle, it's a big blessing. We're not talking about fear. We're talking about loving each other and just appreciation and honor of God and our country. And we know we're in a battle. Everybody knows that. But if we live in chronic fear, that will absolutely cannibalize your body's system's ability to fight and withstand itself. So your resilience goes down. So let's say when you're living in chronic fear, you're going to be immunocompromised. Okay. Number four, we want to make sure we get plenty of movement. You get 1,440 minutes per day. That's all you get. Some people are like getting their bones out right now and verifying. But that's all you get. So with that said, you want to make sure you dedicate about 150 minutes a week or more north of that with dedicated movement. In other words, find an exercise you like to do, whether it be lifting weights, walking, or whatever, swimming, whatever you're at, just do it. 150 minutes or more, dedicate that time. That is so, so critical to do. And it helps the heart, it helps the mind, and it helps the body, of course. And number five is a big one. Get outside. get outside and get sunshine and air. The air inside of our homes, businesses, is at least three times more polluted than the air outside. There is healing in the sunshine. And I'm using that word metaphorically, S-U-N, shine, and S-O-N, shine. So make sure that you get outside. And so, you know, I spend time outside, even if it's 15 minutes a day, because I want to clear my head and I want to get outside. And even if it's cold, put on more clothes and still get outside. So those five tips, we do those, Mel, with 1,000% certainty, folks, you will be better off physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yeah, it's funny how many of those things were ripped away from us over the last few years. Yep. The specific things that you're saying that are easy, free, God-given, and take no effort, basically. And what we've lost in that sense, we have to gain it back, and we have to take back the power over all of that. Another thing that's going on is, we know you will be, I believe, the 2022 governor of Oklahoma, and you are running. And I want to encourage everyone, you have a great app. I want people to download, and we'll put all your info below. But I'm very excited because, you know, people are out there. They're looking at what's going on. They're asking what they can do. And I've been saying, get involved. And you are involved, and you are getting involved. You are starting big. We have an event. We're going to be together in Arizona coming up, but we have an even bigger event on January 22nd in Oklahoma City that I'm going to be there for you and for all the Patriots. And I'm super excited about it. But I want to say this to you and to everyone. I think it's a real gift from God for the people that are stepping up and stepping out and putting themselves on the line against the, you know, the machine on the other side that isn't playing fair. And good people like you are stepping up and saying, I'm ready to take it on. Tell me a little bit about the experience so far, throwing your hat in the ring for governor, what you've learned, what you think people might be surprised to hear, and what you're hearing from the people out there. Because I feel 2022 is going to be the year we take back America.
Yeah, I've learned a lot. And I went into this with the idea that I needed to unlearn some things and learn some things. I went into this with my eyes wide open. My wife and I are in this together. As you know, Dr. Right. Michelle, my queen.
I know.
She's my co-pilot in life.
Yeah.
But the idea is, we have learned by listening to people that listening to people from a leadership standpoint has not been done. In other words, the constituents have not been heard. I have seen an angry frustration, Mel, not just a frustration, not just being pissed off about things,
right,
but I'm talking an angry frustration to the point of violence. People are tired, they're fed up, and they just want somebody to hear them. They want someone from their ranks that represents we, not me, we. Right. And when they hear that, when I'm out there on the campaign trail, people are so like, they look at me and they say, are you for real? Do you really care about me? And I, as you know, and I honor you for this, you've seen me do this and I've seen you do this. We stay to the bitter end.
Yep.
We go out there and we love on people. We look them in the eye and we make them feel as though they're the most important person in our world right now. And right now, being on with you at the beginning of 22, you right now are the most important person to be right now. And people genuinely appreciate that. So that's one thing I've learned.
Right.
The second thing I've learned is that it's the other side of the coin, is that the establishment, not just Democrats, but Republicans, mm-hmm. is repulsive. It is so embedded in our society. They don't want leadership. They don't want to change anything. You know, they are absolutely as problematic. The establishment rhinos are right. as problematic, and probably more so than the left-wing radical Democrats. At least you know where Democrats stands, right? They're at least going to tell you that, you know, I want you to be locked down and I want you to suffer and I want you to do what I say and I want you to bow to my feet and kiss the bottom of my shoes, even if they're dirty.
Right.
Now, I can appreciate somebody saying that. I'm not going to do it, but I appreciate where they stand. With a rhino, you don't know where they stand. They'll tell you anything. They are nothing but politicians. So I have learned that the system is so embedded in that, that it's almost become an elitist type of group mm-hmm. that are trying to just trade off. They're being career politicians and trade off monies.
Right.
They go in being working people, maybe, and they leave out being multimillionaires if they ever leave at all.
Yeah.
And
so, you know, I love that you say that. Yeah. I love that you say that. I just want to say real quick, because this is something we all have to pay attention to. the rhinos that are in there, the Republicans that are in there, it's not like, whew, we got Republicans in there. No, if they are part of the swamp of the class, if they have been towing the line for both sides, look, we can no longer just vote down the line Republican or Democrat or keep who's in there. We got to actually, as citizens of America that have watched this country be stolen from in front of our faces, feeling helpless, we got to go through every single candidate that we are looking at and vet them from the beginning. Who are they? What have they voted for? It's very important. Who have they voted with? Also, another thing, Dr. Sherwood, which makes me really happy about you running, is we got to look for leaders in the community that stand for what we believe, regardless, and not just say, okay, well, we can have a Republican in office. Even in Virginia, I looked into this guy. I'm not thrilled about the guy that won in Virginia. I'm glad he won, but a part of me doesn't want the people out there to say, well, look, if they rigged it, well, he wouldn't have won. A, not true, and B, again, it was a landslide because of the bad candidate on the other side with a history, terrible history. But for people that are in the race and there's new Republicans are coming in, you have to really look at the fact that what has this Republican that's in there really stood for? Because in your state and many other states, there might be red leaders, but if you scrape down the surface and you look what they've been voting for, they're not really for we the people. And that's really important, I think, don't you?
It's extremely important. A Republican is not a Republican is not a Republican, just because there's a lot of Republicans in name only. I encourage people to vote for the person.
Right.
Don't vote for the party. Being a Republican does not mean you're a leader. Being a Republican does not mean you're for the people,
right,
nor does being a Democrat for that matter, nor does being a politician. We need to get the politicians out and get leaders in. And Mel, I believe with all my heart that strong governors is the only chance we have of saving our republic. If we don't have strong governors, as we've seen, at least in part from what I observed from Governor DeSantis in Florida, if we don't have that or more, we have already lost. We have to push back with the 10th Amendment hard and own it. Own it, folks. And when we do that, not if, but when, it's going to be such a blessing for the people that can live in those states and territories, that they're going to have free market, free commerce, good competition. They're going to be able to really experience the American dream once again. And I'm excited about that.
You're the one to do it. And I have to say, people always ask me, you know, what can we do about DC? It's very clear the FBI, if you put together January 6th and Ray and all the stuff that's come down the pike with the Trump investigations that were all phony. You put in the DOJ, you put in all these agencies, which are unconstitutional to begin with, you know, the surveillance, all that. So what are we going to do about DC? I say, you know what? We're a constitutional republic. We got to remember that. Our states need to take back their sovereignty, their power, their borders, language, and culture individually. Let all the states regain their autonomy and their authority within their own state. Get rid of the federal money. And then when good governors like you are in office, you guys get together for representing each state and decide what you want DC to look like, because there's no going the other way. And again, also, Dr. Sherwood, we really have to make sure people get out there and vote in person, volunteer to vote, be a precinct person, because the only way the Democrats win in 2022 is to cheat. There is no way without it. So that's another thing. That's why I honor you and Michelle so much for putting yourselves out there. And I hope this encourages more people to put their hats in the ring. We need leaders, not politicians, and solution-oriented people like you. And what you're talking about is the same way you're a doctor. You're my doctor, my favorite doctor, but you actually listen. You're not looking at to solve, you know, the, whatever somebody's coming in for. You're trying to solve the problem from the core of the human. And that's what I think when I look at you. I know when you are governor, you're going to look at the state without the federal government and put back together the state. And talk a little bit more about that, because, you know, we really need to know that we are a constitutional republic. And like you said, it's going to be up to the states. But there's a way that the states can also turn the ship around for our country that is trying to be taken over from the top down, which is not supposed to happen.
Well, when we look at the states and we push back from the concept of state sovereignty, which in effect says, in part, I'm paraphrasing, if you didn't specifically delegate through state constitution the power over the federal government, it's retained at the state level.
Right.
So the state really has the trump card. And so the state needs to look at the federal government and say, listen, who's your daddy? And I'm being funny about that. That's true. Now, I look at the human beings like with this concept of self-government. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not dependent upon my wife to take care of me. I'm dependent upon myself to take care of me. So when I look at a human being in front of me in the office or in our clinic that we're working with, I'm looking for areas of dysfunction. I'm trying to give them confidence. I'm trying to give them hope. I'm trying to bring them back to the optimum life that they can have. And so when I look at the state like that, look at it the same way, look around for dysfunction and give it back its life, give it back its identity, give it back its optimization so that they can be very efficient and have this wonderful life. And those principles work, and it gets people in the mindset that I've got to stop letting the federal government dictate what I do under the false belief that they're able to take care of me for my security, for my prosperity, and for my food. That's not what they do.
Nope.
This is our job, and it's a wonderful blessing we have being Americans.
Right. And when people go to the ballot box, you know, you got to look at who's in office now. And first of all, a lot of these people took PPP money, money from this government, money from the Biden administration with a lot of strings attached. In New York for sure, but in almost every state, you got to look at what your governor took and where it went. And that's really important. And at their budget, we really can't, look, a lot of us, including myself, would look at the, you know, get the ballot and I just go straight down, like knowing. Yep. We've all done that for decades. And for decades, honestly, our votes really haven't counted because of other things, including machines and all of that. But on top of it, this is why I say, whoever's in office now, if you're like, well, you know, even if you're Democrat or whatever, you should really be looking and thinking, well, who else is in the field? Because I see a lot of people like you and other people in many other states that are coming up. They're people that have very successful lives, kind of like Donald Trump. There's no reason for him. His life's great. Him running and becoming president was not a step up in his life. It was just like for you, it would be a whole bunch of stuff that you have a great life. You have a great wife, a great family, a great practice. You're doing it because you feel compelled by God, as I believe Trump did. But there's a lot of people out there that feel that. I do think that there's a fear of the political temperature. It's become a blood sport, especially with the Soros and the Zuckerbergs and all this. It's because they have so much, they're so cruel and vicious on the other side. And I want to know how you have dealt with that. I mean, anyone that met you in person would never, ever try to intimidate you. But I'm just saying, I'm sure that we got to prepare people for battle. This is battle. And if we're going to win, we got to be strong and courageous. So what have you seen on that front?
You know, it's been challenging, Mel, because, you know, I truly love people.
I know.
I can sit there and tell you with honesty, if someone hates my guts and they disagree with everything I said, I still love them. Now, I'm not inviting them to my house, nor do they want to come, but I still love them. And it's challenging to look at somebody and you know they're doing evil. You know they wish your death. You know they wish your failure. And you still love them. And that's been hard because as I went into this battle, I've realized the media and the establishment, their strategy is simple. They want to minimize you. They want to not acknowledge you at all. Right. It's like when we were kids, you know, like a little kid game, you would ignore people, you know, you just like gang up and ignore people. That's their strategy. It's juvenile and it's wrong. And I encourage people to, you know, ask the right questions. You mentioned the money, you know, many of these governors, including our current governor, took money from big pharma and big hospital systems. Why would they ever push back against vaccine mandates? That doesn't make any sense, right?
They were paid off.
Yeah, it's like they are bought and paid for. And if you look at the oath, if you will, when a governor swears in, part of that says, and I was looking at that just today, you know, I was thinking, when's the inauguration? I want to know exactly when it is so I can expect that and visualize that right now. You and Rob are going to be there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
Boom, heard it right there on your screen. Yeah. So, but the idea of that is you're not supposed to take any money or any bribes, if you will, to compromise your position as you stand up and honor the Constitution and people.
Right.
And this is exactly the opposite of what I've seen. And it's pathetic. I have not taken one dime from any of those places and won't.
Right.
And I don't care. I would rather lose an election and maintain my character and integrity than win an election and lose everything I've worked for.
Right. And that's what everyone out there has the responsibility, you know, with the media, the propaganda, the other side, the establishment. They don't want anything to change. First of all, a lot of them are criminals. A lot of them have money laundered, taken bribes, like you said, from Big Pharma. But also our federal government gave a lot of money out this last year for under CARES Act and PPP. And a lot of, like in my state, my Maliantakis took the money. These people voted for the money. And all I'm saying is, if people were already laundering it, already corrupt, already squandering the money, our streets aren't fixed, our cops aren't supported, this and that, then something's very wrong. And we really have to start looking at that money. And also look at who's financing these people. If you see anything connected to the Open Society or George Soros or any of these big things, Zuckerberg's foundation, the Zuckerberg Chan Foundation or whatever, you have to know these are globalists, that your governor will be controlled if they take their money. And I think it's really, and this is all open source, right? Can't you find out where money's coming from? Or, you know, you would like to hope that it's all open. But there's a way to do that, to really vet people, I believe.
Yeah, you can look at where the money is coming from. And you're right. The greatest threat to the globalists, I hope people hear this, this is from the opposite end, is a strong governor.
Right on.
Right, that's the greatest threat. The governor position, the way I've observed that within the United States of America, within this Union of States, is it is the piece that actually has probably more influence and more power in the direction of the Republic than the President of the United States. And I hope people get that. We want, you know, Donald Trump, for example, President Donald Trump to fix everything, but that can't happen without strong governors.
Right. That's why they fight DeSantis. Why is the whole machine, the propaganda machine, why would they care just about Florida if they didn't? Because the truth is, what you're saying is the truth. It's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. And every state has as much power as the next state. And that's even this Roe versus Wade argument isn't about abortion. It's about states' rights. And, you know, and we're seeing, if you don't like the state you live in, here's the great part. You can move, you know. So the good news is that we're going to take back the constitutional republic. You and I talk about it all the time. You are on the front lines. You are going to take over and really vet out where the money has been going in Oklahoma. Yep. And really allocate it back to the people, because that is not what has been happening. And, you know, one governor is compromised, then the whole thing is compromised. And we really need to take it back state by state. And I'm so excited for Oklahoma that you're running, because not only are you salt of the earth and have you saved so many lives. And again, you've been on many times in the beginning of COVID, when you didn't know, here's another thing. So you went in, you had people starting to come in, right, with COVID. You didn't even know what it was yet.
No.
And that's, you're kind of going to go into the governor with kind of the same approach, like, okay, what is going on here? And how do I, so talk a little bit about the beginning of COVID for you, just in terms of how you handle things, because you told me you saved 7,000 lives, not one death, and you did your own protocol. And what I have to say is you truly went into that not knowing what it was, correct?
No, we saw, like anything you deal with in life, if the person who's broadcasting information is leading by fear, you need to have a red flag wave right then, because that's a problem.
Right.
We saw that, we heard that, and we said, okay, we're not going to die, we're going to live. So we took that as a strategic approach, and I said, okay, what can we do? So we looked at all the comorbidities, and we thought, let's attack the comorbidities. Let's reduce the comorbidities to make our system more younger, more vibrant, more immuno-resilient, and more athletic. And that's the way we approached it. And it was different. And we got criticized by the mainstream so much.
I know.
We didn't close. We didn't back down. We took the enemy head on without fear. And when I see this going on as we walk into the governor's office, there's a lot of people out there walking in fear. Governors leading with fear. That's not leadership. That is cowardice. That is spineless behavior. And we need to bring people in that have a spine and at least have 2 cents of a brain cell.
Right.
You know, and really, we're going to look at it the same way. I'm going to ask the question, why? And then I'm also going to say, why not?
Right. You know, exactly.
I believe that anything is possible. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's never been done before. I was told that we didn't deal with this anymore. And I'm not scared about it at all. It's like a gnat to me now. Like, I don't even get out of my way, man.
I know.
I'm not concerned about it because now we have the keys to winning. And we want to take the keys to winning, not just statewide, but across the world. I want people to see hope again, Mel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and one governor like you, and then you're next to DeSantis, and then next to the next guy, and the next guy, you get 50 governors that are all strong and proud. We got America back. And, yes. And that are for the people. And everyone's got to get away from the two-party system, the whole voting thing. We have been very deceived that we have to pick a team. No, we have to pick a person. And that person needs to be vetted by us. And it's honestly the governor and the sheriff, both elected positions, that we can no longer just check a box. No more. You have to be, if you love America and you value your citizenship and you love God and country and you want the children to get back their country and have it better than it was before them, then we're going to have people like you in there, but also people that'll work with other people. Don't forget how they all cut each other off. And they're very, like, look at everyone resigning in DC. The reason that they're all resigning, among other things like crimes and bribery and blackmail and all that, and they're getting caught. The other thing is that it's a very toxic environment. DC yeah. is a toxic cesspool, but the governors yeah. have the power more than anyone else to end it, to say, no more, we're not taking your money. We don't need you. We're going to change our laws. It's not up to DC. And you and I both know that they want that HR 1 that would take away the United States as we know it forever. And we need governors in there that say, you know what, you're not taking our state, period. End of story. You know,
I completely agree with you. And I've had people ask me, would you really turn down the federal money? The answer is yes. And then the next question they asked, which is a reasonable question, they said, well, how are we going to make the money back? And my honest answer is, I don't know yet. But right. I know when you make a step that's the right step in the right direction, you've got to like make that step because it's right, even though you don't know the second step.
Right.
This is why people don't act, because they don't have all the answers. And I remember this on the SWAT team days, Mel. Yeah. You know, when the shots were fired, we had a plan. But when the shots were fired, the plan goes out the window. Somebody's got to go in that door first.
Right.
Somebody. And my hand went up literally every time. I'll go. And even though I'm scared out of my wits end, don't know the answers, don't know how it's going to turn out, it's the right step to take.
Right.
And I just encourage people to take the right steps in 2022 with every area, with government, with voting, and with your self-government. This is important. You know, take the steps for you. Look at the person in the mirror and say, I'm doing this for the right reasons.
Yeah. And what you just said about where are we going to get the money? I'll tell you what, there's so much waste and so much ridiculousness. And remember, Trump was talking about that the money should follow the student and things like that, that we aren't, you know, a lot of the money coming from DC has so many strings attached. People don't realize it. Oh, if your governor's signing something, that means DC 90% of the time is deciding where the money goes. Once you get in there, you can do what you did with COVID and what you did with me and with every patient that comes to you. You can really look at the big picture and assess, because there's so much waste and everyone knows it. And if we're going to pay state taxes, we can figure out how to allocate it. The waste needs to go. And that's what you do when you have the thing in your office with all the bottles that people throw in after you've treated them for a while. They can throw away all their old big pharma medicine. And I believe you'll do the same thing for Oklahoma.
Yeah, I do too. You know, with God's help, of course, he gets all the credit when I make a good decision. And if I don't make a good decision, I'm going to own that, repent of it, and do better next time and learn some things. But no, there's a lot of waste going on. And even recently, I've already began to try to build relationship with people from education, from the tribes.
Right. You have a lot of that. Right.
I need to start being, you know, acting like a leader now so people can see what I'm going to do, because I haven't changed one bit and I won't.
Thank God.
I'm going to find out where the money's going, and we're going to put it in the hands of the people once again. Get the federal government's grubby influence overreach out of there and bring back in we the people, as truly we as people, even if we don't agree on everything, man, we are better together.
I agree. We got to take back state pride. You know, you and I have been driving all over this country, meeting folks in state after state after state. And it's amazing when you go into different states, the personality of the state. We got to take back the beauty of the borders, language, culture of the individual states. You drive into Oklahoma, because we were in Tulsa together and everything. It's so different than driving into Pennsylvania or driving into Tennessee or driving into Florida. And, you know, we got to take back that state pride. You know, it's great to be proud to be an American, but it's also great to be proud of your state and your local community, as important as that. So I am, I wish I lived in Oklahoma so I could have you as my governor, but luckily I'll be in Florida by then. So I'll have DeSantis, and I'm sure you two will get along well. So let's
We will. And certainly as I go forward, I just want people to know, and this is from my heart, and you know this to be true, I'm not doing this for my own good. Oh, I've got a good life. My wife and I, we can write books, make movies, and help people. We're good. But we're doing this for service to our community. And we are sacrificing here. And I'm not asking people to feel bad for me. That's not the point. But I'm asking people to understand the motives behind it. And it's going to change not just Oklahoma, but it's going to change the trajectory of our republic, because people are going to see an elevated bar of hope so high that it's going to influence other governors around this country. And we're going to see this, it's going to be like a red lighthouse coming up around the country of hope for people. And people are going to be flocking to these states. They're going to be coming. And the states that are oppressing people, now these oppressed people are going to go, you know what? That's like the promised land, and I'm going to walk across the desert to get there.
Right on. Yeah, and you know what? You're the man to do it, and I'll tell you what. We have a lot to look forward to, and I'm going to be on the trail with you. You're on my show as much as possible as it is, but we're going to be with you in Oklahoma City on the 22nd of January, and I invite everyone to come down. And don't forget, everyone, it's not just about your state or your local community. Right. Support the best people in all the states. Because if we can get a great leader in at least half, if not 75%, if not all the states, a good leader that's on their own, they're a solid person with integrity, they love God and country and the children and justice and law and order, that we can take back America, and we can just decide what we want to do with DC rather than the other way around. So Dr. Sherwood, please tell everyone where they can find you. I also, please tell where they can get your app, because I love your app, and it's really, me and Rob look at it every day multiple times.
I love it. So you can find us. I want to encourage everybody, as we're right here in 2022, you got the five tips. I want you to go back and listen again and again and again to this broadcast, and download a free ebook, Sherwood.tv/MelK. Sherwood.tv/MelK, and you can get all the tips that I gave you,
right,
plus much, much more, and it's for free, so do that for sure. And then I really encourage people to find out what we've got going. We'll post this interview on the app. App is found everywhere at the app stores, etc., at Sherwood 2022.
Yay. Sherwood, I can't wait to be in the governor's mansion with you. But first, I'm going to be in Arizona with you on the 13th and 14th, and then we're going to be in Oklahoma City on the 22nd, and then we're going to keep going around the country. So I'm everywhere you are, I'll be following. And thank you guys for joining us. Happy 2022. It's going to be an amazing year. Please follow Dr. Sherwood. Support him if you can, and he will be on as regular, helping me make my health journey of 2022 the best year of my life, and yours too. Thank you, Dr. Sherwood.
Amen. The Lord bless you guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Say hello to Michelle. See you in Arizona.
All right. Sounds great.
Bye-bye.